What's up, everybody? Welcome to The Great Divide. This is going to be a mini-sode, a mini-podcast, because I'm going to be speaking on a particular topic, and it's not going to be that long. I just want to make sure I get my thoughts out about it while it's fresh in the conscience of America. The official weapon of the show is wisdom. The unofficial sport is drum corps. Please subscribe to the podcast. You can do that at iTunes, Stitcher. You can go to Spotify. But wherever podcasts are to be found, ours will be amongst them. Also, subscribe. I just said that. Okay, so now I'm going to need you to do 5-star reviews on the shows. If you go somewhere and you subscribe to the show, please leave us a 5-star review. It's a way that you can help the show without having to spend a motherfucking nickel. And we love saving money, but at the same time, supporting independent media, supporting niggas in the Northwest, and that type of shit. Believe it or not, it costs me money to put this show out. I'm not asking nobody for no money. If you want to donate, though, I'm not stupid. If you want to donate, hit a nigga up. But I do this out of my own pocket. So if you can do me a favor, do me a solid, and take your ass to one of these sites and give a 5-star review, whatever you say on the review, I will read it during one of the feedback episodes. All right, let's get into the topic. I need you niggas to know that I believed women before it was cool. I believed women from back in the day. Whenever somebody came forward with an accusation of sexual assault, I believed them back before the shit was popular. Because the shit ain't been popular before about 7, 8, maybe 9 years, tops. That's when I started hearing, I don't even know if it's that old for real, but that's when I started hearing people say that shit. When women say some shit that happened, believe them. It's not that old. But I've been doing this shit all my life. Now, I preface this show by saying that because I'm going to say some shit on this show that's going to upset some motherfuckers. I may even lose some listeners behind the shit I'm going to say today. But I need to get it out there. I need to put it out and put out why I feel the way that I feel. Now, when you listen to podcasts or different TV shows and shit, a lot of the times people would go to shows and stuff like that. They got professional comedians or experts on this topic or that topic or whatever because they want to learn from them. Because those people have something to offer. This show is the exact opposite of that. The reason I put this show out, and at the end of the show I say, tell me what you think, is because y'all are the experts. I'm learning from you niggas, okay? Y'all are out there to tell me what's what. Because here's the thing, I'm not above learning. I will never be above learning. I will always have a mind that's open to new ideas and new concepts and new ways of thinking things. The shit just need to be logical. And a lot of times when I'm saying, please contact me at the end of the show, you might have an idea of something that will change my mind on a particular topic. So more of you need to actually take advantage of that and send me some motherfucking feedback. Okay? But to get back into this topic, I've been believing women since before it was cool. And then something happened that kind of scared me about that. A lot of you will remember this. Some of you ain't thought about it in years. But I still think about it regularly because of how it turned out. In the mid-90s, late 90s, there was a bitch at Duke University who said that three members of their lacrosse team raped her. She was black. They were white. I don't know the exact details of the story. The shit happened, 30 years ago? What I do know is that the evidence that her prosecuting attorney put out was fucking compelling. Turns out, this bitch was lying. Not only was she lying, she lied to the prosecutor about what happened And he put that out as if it were fact without investigating it. I believe the motherfucker lost his law license behind this bitch. Up until that point, whenever somebody says some shit happened, I believed them. I even believed her. And then when they had the whole country in a fervor, ready to go to these three boys hanging, this bitch say the shit didn't happen. And I remember how it devastated me because I believed her and I wanted justice for her so motherfucking bad. And the shit didn't happen. And it made me scared to believe shit even when I knew it was logical. It made me scared to believe anybody in anything that I wasn't there to actually see it with my own eyes. My case in point is O.J. Simpson. When that shit happened, people was on either side of the issue. Either the motherfucker did it or he didn't do it. When people would talk to me about it, which was a lot because the whole country was talking about it, the world was talking about it, really. Whenever they would say, do I think he did it or do I not think he did it or some shit like that? My answer would always be, I don't know because I wasn't there. And I still feel that in my heart. I don't know what the fuck happened. I wasn't there. I didn't investigate it. I wasn't there when the shit happened. I don't know. All I know is that somebody wound up dead and it looked bad for OJ. If the Duke shit never happened, I'd have just came out and said, oh, OJ did that shit. There is no way he did not do it. But because I did not want to be wrong, I would not place myself on one side of the issue or the other. So I have always been scared since that point to take sides in an issue. With that said, I still always believe somebody when they say some shit happened. Unless logic gives me a reason to think that their story is suspect. I have thought this the whole time about Tara Reid. Now, I'm not saying I'm right. And I'm not saying I'm wrong, because as I just finished saying, I was not there. I had no part in it. I don't know no people that had part of it. I don't know shit about it. But something happened in 2008 that makes me believe that her story is suspect. Again, I'm not saying the shit ain't happened. I'm saying her story is suspect. And I have looked and looked and looked. And I have read papers and articles and opinions and all that type of shit to see if anybody would say the reason how come my reason of why I think that the story is suspect. Nobody said my reason yet. There are tons of reasons out there. All you got to do is go. Like last night I was on Facebook and a chick had posted an article. It's in the New York Times. It was in USA Today. And one of their editorial board or some shit like that did a story called The Reasons I don't know what the name of the story was, but it was all the reasons why this person didn't believe Tara Reid's story. And I read part of it. The story had bullet points. There were like 17 or 18 different bullet points and then three or four paragraphs under each bullet point. And I was not going to sit there and read all that shit. So instead of reading it, what I did was I looked at the bullet points. And there was, all of them made sense. All of them made sense to me anyway. But I still didn't see my reason. So I want to tell you my reason right now. And again, I'm not saying that the shit didn't happen to her. And if it did, there needs to be justice of some kind. But the reason I find the story suspect is because Barack Obama won the presidency of the United States of America in 2008 and then again in 2012, but particularly 2008. When Barack Obama won, do you remember how much shit they threw at that nigga? Democrat and Republican did not want to see this nigga in the White House. Republican, the whole Republican Party, but some of the Democratic Party did not want to see a black man in that motherfucking job. Okay? They threw everything they could throw at this nigga, they threw everything at him. They tried so hard to dig up dirt on this motherfucker. They couldn't do it. So they started making up shit. That's where Muslim came from. That's where Kenyan came from. All this other shit, because they couldn't come up with no real shit. Then the next tactic was, since we have no shit on Barack Obama, let's dig up shit on the people around him. And that's how the whole story about him attending Reverend Wright's church and the Goddamn America sermon that he did. You know, he was like, Goddamn America, for the bullshit y'all did to niggas. Goddamn America. And he was saying Goddamn America in a sermon that I don't even know if Barack Obama was there or not. But they tried to take Barack Obama down because this other nigga said some shit. Okay? Here is my thing. These parties have what's called OPPO research. Opposition research. Why do niggas always want to talk to me while I'm doing some shit? Opposition research. What that is when they send operatives to go dig up every possible thing they can on a candidate so that they can use it against them when they're running for office. So like the Republicans did OPPO research on the Obama campaign. The Obama campaign did OPPO research on the Republican candidate and that type of shit. That way they can know. It's like basically like who was it that was videotaping the other team's sideline behavior? I think it was the New York Jets or somebody. Or the New York Jets accused New England. Well, it's basically the same thing. Trying to figure out and have a videotape of the opposition's weaknesses and strengths so you can use that shit against them as the campaign gets underway. You'll know what to say at the debates. You'll know what kind of campaign ads to put out based on your OPPO research. And one of the things that they do is they go through all the records, all the public records. They do FOIA requests. Federal Information Act, FOIA, Federal, okay, see, I was going to try to remember and say what FOIA stood for. All I remember is Information Act. I know it's Federal something Information Act. In any case, you file a FOIA report or file for a FOIA report, and government agencies and the bureaucracy have to give you the documents you request, or if it's something like voicemails, they have to give you whatever it is you request, they have to give it to you. That's one of the features of our government. So they do these FOIA requests, and they request all the information. Well, Tara Reid said Joe Biden did this shit in 1993. Okay? She said she told three different supervisors about the shit. Okay? These three supervisors, none of them have a recollection of it. She said she filed a report. When you file a report, that shit goes on the public record. You can file a FOIA request and get a copy of it. Not only does she not have a copy of it, the office that she said she filed it with can't find the shit. Okay. With that being said, even without the records, as hard as they was trying to keep that nigga from getting in their office with fake shit even, if there was a hint, a shred, an iota of truth to this woman's story, that would have been the end of Barack Obama's campaign. If for whatever reason she had been telling the truth and they were able to verify it, that shit would have been on every newspaper in this motherfucking country. That, you know what? If you want to be honest about it, even if they had her say the shit and the shit didn't even happen, still, that would have been enough for them to keep Barack Obama's black ass up out of that office. So if the story is true, why would they skip that? Why didn't they uncover it when they were doing the OPPO research? The shit happened in 1993. Barack Obama didn't run until 2008. Okay, that's 15 years. She knew about the shit for 15 years. She said she told other motherfuckers, why are they having such a hard time finding these people? Why can't we get this bitch on TV? I want her to talk about it on TV. That way the whole world can see. We can make our minds up. Let us see the shit. See, this is some old Donald Trump shit where he'll only say what he feel comfortable answering questions about on TV. The rest of it, none of the rest of it he'll say. Because he know if they ask some questions about it, they'll catch him in a lie. And you see what happened when they catch him in lies, that's when he starts attacking. That's a nasty question. You know, shit like that. Let this bitch on TV, because I really do want to hear her side of the shit. But from where I'm sitting, there's nothing that would have kept these motherfuckers from trying to keep Barack Obama's black ass out their office. They did not want a nigga in their office. And the reason why they didn't want a black person in their office is because if he did a good job, then that opens it up to other African Americans later on. If he did a good job, it would dispel the entire myth that for whatever reason that white folks came up with, that black folks are inferior and are incapable of leading. All that shit is now done and over with. Now that we had one as a president. In fact, one of the best presidents we ever had. So now there's no reason to try to keep black folks, that they're going to do it anyway. They're going to try to keep us down anyway. But now there's no reason, nothing that they can point to say, here's why these black folks need to stay in this particular area or do this particular thing. This is why Negroes need to stay playing basketball and rapping. They're not capable of doing shit outside of that. Well, we can be president. In any case, this is not to say not to believe women. I absolutely do. But people underestimate how strong racism is. We're talking about a man who the Republican Party met before he even got the candidacy to talk about that we're going to block every motherfucking thing this nigga do. The whole shit is just cray cray. And if that Miss Reed had this happen to her, I want her to get justice. I swear to goodness I do. And I'm not just saying this on some, I want Joe Biden to win. Because like I said, I don't give a who fuck who the candidate is. If they on the blue side, they're going to get my vote. Don't matter. And now somebody says somebody else getting ready to run, Justin Amash or some shit, I'm not voting for that nigga. I don't know who that is. We said vote blue no matter who. I'm voting blue no matter who. Somebody need to get Andrew Cuomo's ass in there. If you get his ass in there, I'm going to vote blue no matter who. If you get motherfucking Oprah Winfrey in that bitch, I'm voting blue no matter who. Don't make no difference to me. This has been a TGD Mini.